It's tough to have a network where you're calling them fake news and they're supposed to be proud. That just shows when you get good ratings, you can say anything, right? That's what happens.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Friday, August 31st, 2018. Welcome to day 589.
We are not there yet. As has been the case from the very beginning, Canada is a country that is good at finding win-win compromises. Having said that, in trade negotiations, in this negotiation, we always stand up for the national interest, and that is what we're going to continue to do.
When it comes to a deal on NAFTA, Canada says we're not there yet. The Trump administration gave Canada a Friday deadline to join a preliminary new trade agreement between the United States and Mexico. But Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau said he would only sign a good NAFTA deal, while Canada's top trade negotiator added,
"We're looking for a good deal, not just any deal, and we will only agree to a deal that is a good deal for Canada. We're not there yet."
A spokesperson from the United States Trade Representative's office described the negotiations as ongoing, and the Trump administration told Congress that it intends to keep Canada in the pact. Trump is unwilling to make any concessions to Canada at all on NAFTA, and said trade negotiations would be done, quote, "totally on our terms," end quote. The remark was said to Bloomberg reporters off the record, but then reported by the Toronto Star. At the time, Trump said he couldn't admit this publicly because, quote, "it's going to be so insulting, they're not going to be able to make a deal," end quote. He suggested that he was forcing Canadian leaders into submission by repeatedly threatening to impose tariffs. Trump followed up on Twitter, saying he was blatantly violated due to his off-the-record comments about Canada being leaked. But then he confirmed the remarks by adding, "at least Canada knows where I stand." Meanwhile, Robert Mueller's investigation is pushing up against the 60-day rule, which is an unofficial Department of Justice policy that suggests that investigators may not take actions within 2 months of an election in order to avoid influencing the outcome. Rudy Giuliani has previously said that if the special counsel's investigation is not completed by September, then there would be a, quote, "very, very serious violation of Justice Department rules," end quote, and that Mueller shouldn't be conducting one of these investigations within the 60-day period. The cutoff isn't actually a hard and fast rule, though, according to the Justice Department's Inspector General. It's, quote, "not written or described in any department policy or regulation." And we haven't even seen all of the evidence yet, which includes Trump's tax returns and bank records, Trump Organization records, other Michael Cohen recordings, or cell phone records related to the Trump Tower meeting. Trump also threatened to get involved in the Justice Department and get in there if the FBI doesn't start doing their job and doing it right.
"Our Justice Department and our FBI at the top of each, because inside they have incredible people, but our Justice Department and our FBI have to start doing their job and doing it right and doing it now. Because people are angry. People are angry. What's happening is a disgrace. And at some point, I wanted to stay out, but at some point, if it doesn't straighten out properly, I want them to do their job. I will get involved, and I'll get in there if I have to." Disgraceful. And the whole world is watching, and the whole world gets it, and the whole world understands exactly what's going on.
Meanwhile, Sam Patton pleaded guilty to failing to register as a foreign lobbyist while working on behalf of a Ukrainian political party and to lying to a Senate committee investigating Russian interference. Sam is a former associate of Paul Manafort, and he also worked at Cambridge Analytica. He pled guilty, and he agreed to cooperate with Mueller's office. Patton was also business partners with Konstantin Kilimnik, who was indicted along with Manafort on witness tampering charges. In previous court documents, Mueller's team said that they believed Kilimnik was a Russian intelligence operative back in 2016, when he was communicating with Manafort and Rick Gates, while they also worked for Trump's presidential campaign. Meanwhile, Bruce Orr testified behind closed doors this week to the House Judiciary and Oversight Committee and said Christopher Steele told him 2 years ago that Russian intelligence believed, quote, they had Trump over a barrel, end quote. That's according to multiple people familiar with the previously unreported details. He also said that Carter Page had met with Russian officials that were a lot higher up the chain than he previously acknowledged. Orr's meeting with Steele occurred on July 30th, 2016, and the FBI opened its counterintelligence investigation the next day, although for entirely different reasons. The reasons being that Russian hackers had penetrated the DNC email accounts, and they were also interested in George Papadopoulos' contacts with Russians, who said they had dirt on Hillary Clinton in the form of emails. Earlier this month, Trump suggested stripping Orr of his security clearance and has asked, quote, how the hell Orr remains employed. And finally, Trump is considering Washington litigator Pat Cipollone as a replacement for outgoing White House counsel Don McGahn. McGahn is expected to leave after the midterms or by the time Brett Kavanaugh gets confirmed. Trump interviewed Cipollone earlier this week as his replacement. Cipollone is a former Justice Department attorney who practices commercial litigation. And in the polls, ABC News and the Washington Post say 60% of Americans now disapprove of Trump's job performance. 36% approve, which matches his all-time low and makes Trump's average approval rating lower than any president since the 1940s. 49% say Congress should begin impeachment proceedings, while 46% say they shouldn't. And 53% believe that Trump has tried to interfere with Robert Mueller's investigation in a way that amounts to obstruction of justice. Finally, 63% support Mueller's investigation. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines. Until next time, I'm Joe Andidas.
It's very close. People say we have the majority. By how much? Like, by almost nothing. Somebody has a cold. We no longer have the majority.